I'm going to be in Luke chapter 1 tonight, and I just want to give you a quick challenge, and I won't be long, I promise. I can't see the clock, but I really will not be long, I promise that. Luke chapter number 1. Pastor, if you didn't get to be in here for, I think it was Sunday morning when he talked about Jesus being the day spring, I encourage you to listen to that message. That was a wonderful message. But he had told me I was going to be here doing the candlelight service quite a while back, and I have never done anything like this, so just kind of bear with me. But this is what the Lord kind of gave me to start with anyway. So we're going to read this. Luke chapter number 1, verse number 76. Bible says, "And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of God, of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the deserts till the day of his showing unto Israel." We're going to have a word of prayer real quick. I do want to mention Miss Bonnie Scales. She's down and she had a problem with her hip. So let's be in prayer for Miss Bonnie. That was turned in as a prayer request tonight. And then it is good to see Sean. Pray for Sean. He's got a long road ahead of him. And it's kind of crazy what happened with his foot. But be in prayer for Sean. So let's go to the Lord in prayer tonight. God, I thank you for this time. I thank you for this opportunity you give us to come to your house. Thank you for your people that saw fit on a day that most of the world has taken away from you to give back some time to you tonight. Lord, I thank you for this people. They're my family. And thank you for this time to come together. And Lord, I pray that you'd bless each and every one of them. Help us tonight as we look at your word, look at a thought, look at a maybe just something practical tonight. Lord, I do pray for Miss Bonnie. I pray that you'd help her and just be with her. Pray for Brother Sean. I pray that you'd be with him as he's continued to heal and help our pastors. He's away. Lord, I thank you for this time of year. Thank you for sending your son to be the ultimate sacrifice to cleanse our sins, for the remission of sins. And I thank you for that. And Lord, I pray we would just honor you tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm a very practical person. Most of you, I love visual illustrations. And I thought, well, tonight, everyone has one. So in your hand, most of you, unless you didn't take one or we missed you somehow, you've got a candle. Now, for the kids, I was really trying to help the parents out. I wanted the kids to participate because they need the memories too, but I didn't want fire hazards as possible, so we substituted some for the kids. But you know, every one of you, you'll have something in your hand, and it's a candle. And you know, as of yet, unless you're a child and you have yours already turned on, there is no flame to it yet. There's nothing there yet. It's just an inanimate object. And I want to talk about that light tonight. Because, you know, ultimately, and it's referenced many times, Jesus came into this world to be the light of the world. And we're going to talk about that tonight, and just briefly, because I think it's important not just that we understand that Jesus was that light. And, you know, he was the day spring. And Pastor went through a whole list of things. Many of them I was going to talk about. But he hit him Sunday morning about Jesus being the light for us. And I'm going to go to John. I'm going to read a few verses over in John where it talks about Jesus being that light. John chapter number 1. You know, Jesus came to be the light of the world. He came to show the world the darkness of their sin. You know, until there is light to show, you don't realize how dark something is. Quite honestly, you know, these little lights that these children have, if I turned all the lights on in this auditorium, you wouldn't be able to hardly tell that one of them was on. But if you look around and I see some, there, you can tell that there's a light there. You can tell that it's shining. And if you're sitting by it, it is radiating some degree of light. And Jesus came to be the light of the world. He came to show the world the darkness of their sin. He came to give the world the light that they would need. John chapter number 1, verse number 1. Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." You know, Jesus gave us this light. He gave everyone the opportunity to receive the light. In just a moment, the ushers will come down the side aisles, and they'll light the candles of those that are sitting on the ends. And you know, every one of you, if you have a candle, you have a choice. You have a choice. You have a choice of whether you will let your candle be lit or if you will just hold that candle as an unlit, inanimate object. Each one of us have that choice. We have that option. And Jesus came and he offered that same choice to every one of us. As Brother Abel said, you know, if you're not, and I think most people here, I know most of you, but if you're not saved, you know, God's offering that gift to you. God's offering that gift of salvation to all of us. Not just to us sitting here in this room tonight, but to everyone else that is caring about their Christmas Day festivities and activities. But God offered that to everyone. You know, as I looked at this candle that we all have, or many of you have, I thought of three different things. You know, every one of these candles has a lifespan. You know, the thing about candle, it'll burn up. You give it enough time and it will burn up. And every one of us, we too have a lifespan. We do. You know, if I had different size candles out there, they would very easily represent the different age groups that we have in this room. Okay? And, you know, the taller the candle, you know, I read an illustration once about a teacher who asked a young child in his class. He had three different sized pencils. He just asked him, which one of these would be the adult pencil? And which one's the teenager pencil, and which one is the young child pencil? And the little boy, he picked the biggest one to be the adult pencil because it's the biggest pencil. But you know what? The truth of the matter is the biggest pencil is the littlest of kids. Because they've got the most life left. And they can do the most yet with their life. And that's not discrediting those that are older. It's just a matter of the fact. All right? It's the truth. And every candle has a lifespan. Some will burn longer than others. Some candles will be snuffed out when we think that it's before their time. And it happens. In the last 3 weeks, I think two different people have been killed on 48 and Lone Tree. Snuffed out. They didn't expect their candle to be put out that day. But it was. And it can happen to any of us. Okay? It can happen to any one of us. Each one of us has a certain amount of time that God has given us to live. During this time, we can live our lives burning bright and shining and live in all of our glory until the end, when we finally start to sputter and the light grows dimmer and gets weaker. It's not putting out as much heat, not as productive, and then it finally goes out. You can live your life that way, and I can live my life that way. Every candle, however, has the ability to do something greater than just burn. As we light these candles later, think that in order for the candle to burn, And to be useful, it must be lit. This candle right now really is of no use. But if I light it, it is now useful. It is now a useful thing. Okay? And every one of you will have something that is useful. Every one of us must personally accept the gift that God has given us that first Christmas. We too can be a light. Number three, every candle has a lifespan. Every candle has the ability to do something greater than just burn. I'll get to that here in just a moment. Every candle will be consumed. You know, this candle is going to be consumed right now. As I speak, it's being consumed. Slowly, I don't know how long these candles will last. It's melting right now. It is. If I set this on this pulpit, I guarantee before tomorrow morning, this candle would be gone. Okay? And it's being consumed. And if I shut all the lights off in this area, in this room right now, if I shut all the lights off, you could see this candle. And in the darkness, this one candle would be very bright. But you know, I can spend my whole life as one candle. And I can burn bright. And I can go and I can make light for myself. And I can heat with this if I had to, or do whatever I want. But each one of us is also given the opportunity to light another candle. And you know, there's 22 young people up here. And you know, our job as adults is to light a candle. Is to reach out to one of these young people and say, hey, I ain't got, you know, I'm 32. I turned 32 beginning of this month. Most for a lot of you, that's young. But if you think about it, I'm halfway done with my life. God's said 70 years. I'm just shy of halfway done. What have I done? Have I just burnt for Brother Chad? Or have I lit some fires? You know, one candle up here can make a light. But if I brought all these teenage boys up here and lit their candle, now you've got 8 lights. And if each one of those boys said, you know, I'm not going to live my life just to burn my light. I'm going to find 6 young men. And I'm going to light their candle. And very quickly, it grows from just one light to a multitude of lights. You know these little kids up here? You know why we sacrifice for them? You know why there's young people in here I would do anything for? Because their candle, listen folks, is longer than my candle. And if I can light their fire, they can last longer than I'll ever last. They can do more than what I'll ever do. You know what Jesus did when he came to this earth? He decided, I'm not just going to be a light. Because he was the light, but he also shared that light. And the only reason that we're sitting here tonight is because generation after generation, there's been people that are willing to take a candle and be consumed. You know what the Bible said of John the Baptist? He said the Bible said of John the Baptist that he was a burning and a shine, I don't remember which way it is, but a burning and a shining light. John the Baptist gave his life for the cause of Jesus Christ. But you know, he had some disciples that followed him, and he pointed them to Jesus Christ. And you know, those disciples followed Jesus Christ, and because of that, they reached a whole nother realm of people. And then they reached the whole, you know what they were doing? What we're going to do here in just a moment. They had a candle lit. But they weren't content to be the only one on the end aisle that had their candle lit. You know what they did? They reached over and they lit the one next to them. And they lit the one next to them. And they lit the one next to them. And you know what? There won't just be one candle. There can be a multitude of candles. And you know what, young people? You have a choice. You know what pastor and your parents do? They're being consumed right now. They're putting their energy, they're putting their life, they're putting their money, they're putting their time into you guys. And you can either take it and you can burn bright and you can go out and be a success in this world, because honestly, any one of you young people that will do what's right and have some character and will take the things that you're taught, you can go out and be a success in this world. I'm not going to lie to you. You can go about, you're a jewel to this world. And you can do that, and you can burn a bright and shining light for your 70 years. But what's to follow you? Who's coming after you that says, hey, he lit my candle. I'm taking this with me. Okay? What are we doing with our life? Are you living your life transferring the light and investing in others? Young people, you must accept the transfer of light. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm going to let it shine. Young people, you can hide your light. You can say, I don't care about everything. I just want to go live my life in all of its glory and all of its fame. And, you know, it's sad, kind of. It's sad. I'd rather have 22 Bible club kids, 13 teenagers in a youth group. You know, I can't touch every one of them the way I wish. But if I can light a little flame here, strike a little spark and light something, you know, it's going to outlast anything I'll ever do. What are you saying tonight, Brother Chad? I'm saying two things. Let's share the light of the gospel. Jesus Christ came as a little baby. I know this, Brother Chad, this is a weird Christmas message. Maybe in a way, but in a way I think this is kind of the whole message of why Jesus came. To share the gospel. To give that light to others. You know, if we're a generation that just burns for ourselves, there will not be another generation. There has to be a continual passing on of the torch, a passing on of the flame. I could even start up here, and I think we had it figured out, but I could start up here and I could start with the young people, and they could turn around and they could give it to the next row and the next row and the next row. But listen, it's all up to us. We got to pass the torch. We got to be willing to, yeah, we're going to be consumed a little bit. That's what happens when things burn. They're consumed. But you know what? There's an energy there. There's a heat there. Okay? Young people, you must too accept the transfer of the burning of light. Let me say this and we'll be done. These young people are worth burning up for. You say, Brother Chad, you're wasting your life. I think I'm going to waste it anyway. I'm going to burn up anyway. I might as well burn up and transfer some of it. All right? It's worth it to me. It's worth it. Will some of them break your heart? Yeah. But you know what? It's okay. I still love them. And they can still, you guys can still go on to serve God. Okay? You say, Brother Chad, I've messed up. You know, there's a lot of us here that's messed up. I've messed up. There's been times, you know, I'm not saying I'm losing my salvation, but there's been times I've snuffed it out. But you know what? I had somebody come along and say, hey, let me relight you. Let me relight you. Let me encourage you. You know, don't give up. Don't give up. These young people are worth burning up for. Lost souls are worth burning up for. Coming into a new year. The only way that they're going to get the light. Listen, the only way that your candle's going to get lit tonight. I don't think most of you carry lighters around with you. We're not that type of people generally. All right? Just saying. I mean, Most of you, the only way that your candle is going to get lit, listen to me, is if me or one of these ushers light it, or it's passed down. And you know what? You know, the only way these people out here are going to know about Jesus Christ is from the people who have the light. And we got to pass it. We got to pass the torch. Because if the light that John said, if the light that be in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? How great is that darkness? Roach has kind of a weird Christmas message. I know. It's a practical. I like hands-on stuff. All right. But I hope as the ushers come, Brother Eric, if you want to go ahead and get the guys coming down, however you want to do it. They're going to just light the candles on the ends. Young kids, young people, if you want to turn yours on. I told the young people he's going to just randomly start singing this little light of mine. They thought that was a good idea. They're going to start lighting these. As they do, please, number one, be careful. Pastor jokes about having the church burn down and it would be a good thing, but I don't want it to be on my watch. But as they pass this down, I want you to think about what I just talked about. Because you have to pass it to someone else. And Brother Tom's going to come and we're going to sing 3 or 4 Christmas carols just together as a church. And I want you to think about this. You know what? Already now, I can see your faces. Brother Abel and Brother Jeff can tell you, I couldn't see your faces except for the first few rows. You know what? It's brighter in here now because we've transferred some light. It's not just one candle up here. It's many, many lights.